on her initiative, does she, like, turn around and throw the book right back?
That'd be awesome.
No, not on her initiative.
Nothing for the nat 20.
That'd be funny.
then my next turn, I'm going to pick it up and toss it back. And then probably, I don't know if I have a charge.
Better yet, like, it's flying towards her and her, like, monk instincts kick in and she grabs it and then she throws it.
Can she at least do the little SpongeBob caveman, like...
That's totally, that's canon.
She turns around and...
That was what I was going to do anyway, was just turn around and be like... That's what I was going to
have. Kicking SpongeBob is my favorite. I've literally just been looking up SpongeBob episodes and showing him for the purpose of explaining why a picture is funny.
There's so many. I have want to rewatch the old ones.
Yeah.
What initiative did you get?
11.
11.
11.
And 11. Chance?
19.
Are we really split up right now, or are we...
I think we are.
Yeah, y'all are split up right now.
Where is... Are they invisible? That's the point.
No, they're not.
No, they're just
they're
around.
Not invisible.
They're probably just kind of camouflaged.
Give me just a second while I figure out this combat tracker.
That's cool.
So,
where did my phone go? Remind me, y'all, when we get, like, a next break, I want to show y'all one more other video.
Okay. So, Temperance actually goes first.
Yeah. Get
him. That 23 initiative.
Yeah.
And, you turn in the direction that the book came from, and up on top of a bookshelf right up here, you see a little winged imp looking at you and giggling. Little poofs of dust come out of its mouth as it giggles. And it's like kind of scrambling around to try to grab another book to throw at you.
Can I, like, throw the one he had at me and then follow with, like, a quarterstaff stab?
Or just smack him with it. Just squish him.
I would probably just go for the quarterstaff stab.
Yeah.
I mean, you can tell him what happened with me.
Well, with...
That was the night of Nat 20s and Nat 20s.
Yeah, a Mephit tried to drop a book on Imo's head last time.
Oh.
And I gave him a reflex because I think... He hit the perception and knew it was there. And I think rolled a 20 on the reflex save. So I said, yeah, you actually grab the book out of the air and throw it back.
Like like straight off.
And I slammed
him into the...
Well, I said, make an attack roll. And I think she rolled another 20. And I said, yeah, it squishes it into the ceiling. So it's usually like... when it just goes...
It was a good fight.
It was a good fight.
Even if it doesn't hit, then she's going to throw it at it. And yeah. Throw at it.
She threw it back.
Yeah.
Okay. So,
it's a paperback. It's like the Adventures of Captain Underpants.
Perfect. What's that doing here?
I mean, everybody's got to have some downtime reads, too.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. It's for, like, the people that are at a fourth grade reading level.
Reading taught the spy with temper.
We have to do
the Scholastic Book Fair comes
through every now and then. What was it?
The Army Scholastic.
The accelerated reading, yes.
Oh my gosh, yeah, AR. There's AR tests, like, every month.
I'm gonna get all the Hank to Tell Dog books, y'all. Don't stop me.
Okay, So, Temperance, it is your turn.
Yeah.
Your best bet probably is just to step up to it.
I wish they sobered up real quick.
Well, yeah, that is true. You are drunk.
We are drunk.
So you all the more reason I think she threw the book back.
Okay,
she nailed
so you know what?
23 while she was drunk.
You know what? I think you do. You're going to bend down, pick up the book, and make an attack roll with it.
Okay, so just to see. 14.
Awesome.
14
on the plus die. 3, so 17? Yeah.
Well, actually, your attack bonus should be your dex plus your proficiency, so 6. So that should be a 20.
Okay.
Okay, well, you throw the book back, and the Mephit, you know, is right in the process of lifting one over his head, and your book hits him square in the face. Roll a d4.
Where is that? This one. 4.
He takes 4 damage.
Whoop.
Now, because that's not a monk weapon or anything, you don't get to take any of your bonus attacks or anything.
Oh, I was going to say, like, I can't go bad,
no.
Like, as an additional?
Nope.
can't even
no,
spell
that
the key.
Was a surprise
actually,
attack to all of us.
Could it like be from her past that she got hit with books a lot by her sister superior?
That's true.
And now she's like really reflexive around them.
It's true.
I suppose that's fine, but that would just explain hitting it with the book.
Okay.
She's drunk. She's drunk. She made a bad choice.
There you go.
Okay. All right.
Who's next?
I'm sorry. I was trying to
help. Trying to help.
Yeah.
Well, the next is one of the Mephits.
Mm.
Okay.
Who?
Where he at?
Let's see. Drops down.
Oh, God.
Ambush. And, goes to claw at you and rolls the dice way up under here and misses horribly.
I'm big though.
Yeah, I don't know. And next is Chance.
Mm-hmm. Does Chance have a muffin?
Well, so yeah. Chance is over here.
Mm-hmm.
So what does Chance want to do?
Watch.
Watch.
He'll watch.
Okay.
Just you don't watch wanna, the like, chaos unfold.
You don't want to, like, do any checks, though? Like a perception? Like, perceive if there's any around you? Or perceive if there's treasure? Just,
yeah, there we go. Yeah, y'all take care of that. I'm going to poke around a bit.
I'm going to check for more Mephits.
Yeah, totally. Maybe Mephits. Maybe they're hiding behind this very valuable-looking book over here.
Maybe they have very valuable books in the nest.
Exactly.
Courage.
Does she get an inspiration again? For not helping?
Hang on, what am I adding?
I
can only get one at a time anyway.
Yeah, she can only bank one. You did a perception, right?
Yes.
What'd you roll on the dice?
Where did I put it? Nine.
Nine. Okay, so look at your skills there. They should be on the middle.
Yep, there it is. So, 12.
12. You see a frog. There's a frog hopping around.
A real frog, or not like a side effect of...
How did he survive?
I know. Like, what's he doing in here?
It just kind of looks at you. He's like...
Hello, my baby.
Oh, shit!
Like,
oh, guys!
Check this out!
Are you, like, in character?
No.
I'm just joking,
okay. But it's like... Huh, how'd that get in here?
Do you take the frog?
Nah.
No?
Just let the frog hop around.
Let it go.
If you do that in character, Temper's going to be like, where? I'm going to see him. I want to hold him.
Nah.
Your chicken tries to eat him. No, I want to have two friends.
Your chicken's like only one.
Nah. But no, I'm trying to find loot. Stop. Your turn. Assuming nothing comes at me.
Okay. Well, next is another turn for a creature.
Oh, no.
The frog.
Nah.
Does the frog get a turn?
Uh-oh.
Gotta check and make sure if it's Sid.
Sid? It took me a second.
Chance, give me a wisdom saving throw.
Crap.
I did that Easter egg for you, Honor.
I'm so happy.
Wisdom save. Damn it.
So they're checking out chicks, or he's building new airships.
12, you got it. You got it.
Thank God.
Build the airships to cruise for the chicks.
The frog is looking at you weird. But you look back at it, you're like, what are you trying to say, frog?
Yeah.
And
I'm weird?
Yeah.
You're a perceptive frog.
Who's weird here? Who's weird here?
I'm just picking you, like, squatting down.
I'm a tiefling. At least I make sense.
All right.
I'm a tiefling. I'm a little demon dude with pinecone head. At least I make sense. Jeez.
Exactly. A perceptive frog? No. That's not right.
Imo, it's your turn.
Yay! What am I doing right now?
I think a judging contest.
Am I still juggling?
Exactly.
What's that argument?
I suppose maybe if you walked around the corner there juggling. Just...
So if I throw all, like, I guess I'm juggling through, can I throw all three books at once?
I guess you could try to drop the books on its head. It really wouldn't do much damage.
I guess I just like, and I'm like, my handy shield and my handy axe just like suddenly on me.
Yep, something like that. Yeah. It's Borderlands style.
Yeah.
Yeah.
TDR.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And it comes back.
Yeah.
So remind me how I attack. I have to roll to see if I hit it, huh?
Yes, ma'am.
Twice, so
lift
right?
Your arm.
Well,
it's going to come down.
Yeah, you can use your bonus action to make an offhand attack with your shield.
I want
to
do that.
Okay.
15.
15. Oh, you hit it.
I hit it with my axe.
Okay.
Ugh. So 1d8 plus 5. This is my d8. Yeah. That's my d8. I got a 7 plus a 5. So 12.
12 HP, huh?
Yeah, okay. And then I do my shield.
Yeah,
this roll counts,
it.
Right?
No, you have to roll it again.
Okay. I got a 9.
9, you missed on the second one.
Oh, no!
All right, so you did 12 damage.
Yeah.
Okay, so that was your turn.
That was my turn.
And next.
I don't think I get any more to my turn.
Nope, you don't. This Mephit is like waving his fists in the air. He's quite angry that you got him.
I'm gonna smack him with the quarterstaff.
Well, hold on. It's his turn, not yours.
Oh no!
Yeah, and he is going to exhale a cloud of blinding dust at you.
Oh no!
Give me a dexterity save.
Okay.
So roll a d20 and add your dexterity save, which cool. You should be proficient in.
Okay, so it's 11. So then I do the dex plus the proficiency, so that's plus 6.
Mm-hmm.
So it's 17.
Okay. Well, you jump out of the way, and the dust misses you.
Yes.
And He looks extra miffed now.
Extra miffed miff.
Extra miff. He's a miffed it now.
He's a miffed.
He evolved like a Pokemon. Evolved.
And now it's your turn.
Okay. Now I'm going to smack him with the quarterstaff. Okay, so that's 13. Does that get any modifiers? Or just hitting?
You roll your d20 and you add your... look where your weapon is for your quarterstaff.
Yeah.
Add that attack bonus.
Oh, okay, so that's 19.
All right, you got him.
Okay.
So yeah.
Roll your d8.
Yeah. 8 plus 4.
Is 12.
12, yeah.
Okay.
And then...
You can make an immediate unarmed attack.
Yeah, d4 plus
4. Well, you have to roll the hit.
I have to roll the hit. Oh, shoot. 16, and then plus the...
The 6.
Yeah.
22, you got it.
Yeah, okay.
Uh-huh.
He has got.
And then 3 plus 4, so 7.
Okay.
So 12 plus 7.
Okay, so that was total, 12 and 7?
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
it was 19.
19, huh?
Yeah.
Boosh. Well, when you hit it with your staff, mm-hmm. and then you do since he's like up above you on a bookshelf, you like do a bicycle kick, you know, flip kick to get him. And when you do, he explodes.
Oh, no.
So give me a constitution save.
Oh, shoot. Okay. So that's 9 plus 2, so it's 11.
11? Okay. Well, once again, you push off the bookcase and manage to dodge a big burst of dust that comes out that looked like it would have affected your ability to see.
It made me a chokey.
Yep.
But then there's nothing else around, so I think I'd be okay. But still. So he's...
Okay. So this guy, him is dead.
Get him over there.
But anyway.
It's casting.
He's going to cast on you. 8. Okay, well, it goes... And it's casting something on you, and you kind of feel the magic... sort of harmlessly bounce off of you.
Oh.
And it's like, and it has this shocked face like... And it is Chance's turn.
All right.
You and the frog.
Me and the frog.
You and the frog.
All right, I ignore the frog. I'm going back to looting. Okay. I mean, looking for stuff.
You don't want to kiss the frog?
No.
And tell about give me a perception roll to look around the library.
Okay. Have you mentioned or said at all anything about the frog in your time?
No.
No.
Just looked at it and been like, "What are you looking at?"
So I can't, cause I'm waiting for some kind of clue, being like,
No, you're busy. Okay. 11.
An 11, huh?
You are passing on an excellent side quest.
God, man.
You find some trash. Mm-hmm. You find some more dust. You find, looks like the shed skin of some creature you can't identify.
Ugh. Let's avoid that.
It's grody.
Yikes.
No. Just the trash emporium. That's it, huh?
Trash emporium.
Okay. Well, while you're looking, let's see. You hear something behind you and you turn around just in time to see the frog swing some claws at you.
Claws?
like beautiful nails, like acrylic, acrylic nails.
Yeah. Wait, is it like the frog just like reached up its little fin thing and was like...
Little frog hand, but as it swings, it grows longer and becomes claws.
Oh, crap.
And it hits you.
Ow.
And you take 5 damage.
Okay.
And give me a constitution save.
You did not find a boy and a friend.
No, I did not.
You don't get to kiss the girl.
Mm-mm. 15.
Okay, you made it.
Goody.
Yeah, you resist the poisonous claws.
You resist the sexy frog.
The frog resolves itself. Let's see, you've gone over here to look around for stuff. Into a quasit. A little demon.
No.
Is the demon, like, representative of any repressed fears or anything like
repressed
that?
Fears?
Or is it just a demon?
It's a demon.
Not a personal demon.
Not a personal demon. It's not a...
Not one of those.
It's not her particular monkey on her back. Yeah. That's temperance.
That monkey is out there.
Okay, it's Imo's turn again.
Yay!
Get it, Imo!
Oh, and let's see. I think Imo squished. No,
it's
he did not.
Still surprised.
This one got squished. Yeah, he is squished. Temperance squished.
This one's got a surprised look on
his face.
Oh,
yeah, that one's still like, oh, shit.
Oh, shit, son.
19.
19.
Woo!
I guess I'll just one-hand battle axe.
Oh.
That's a D10.
Well, actually, you drop your shield, grab the battle axe in both hands, and swing it at his face.
Face!
Wait, this is not my D10. This is not my beautiful D10. Where is my beautiful D10?
It's still in the box.
This is it, huh?
Yeah.
Plus 5? 8.
8 damage.
So that's 20 total.
It explodes.
For 20 damage!
Wow.
So
give me a constitution save. D20.
It's 17 plus 6.
Okay, you got it.
Yeah! Can I, like...
Imo just... holds his breath and shuts his eyes.
Oh, he's such a good boy.
And then there's just dust. His face is just covered in dust.
Yeah. I come out gray-bearded.
Oh, God.
Can I, like, make my way over to Temperance?
Yeah, you can use your move to go over there.
Oh, we could have moved even after we fought.
Well, they would have had opportunity attacks on us, though, if we moved outside their range.
Yeah, if you moved out of their range without using a disengage, they could have gotten an opportunity
attack.
But,
I could have moved to you or to her after.
Right, after, yes, you could have.
Okay, now I know this.
Okay. Sorry.
It's okay.
Should have made that clear.
It's okay.
It's now your turn, Temperance.
Hi, how are you? First off, what happened to you? You're all ghostly, gray-faced.
Squish the dust bunny.
So we're gonna go. I heard her calling, so we're gonna go over there. Or him, Chance calling. Yeah. Do I, like, how far can you go?
You have 40 feet of movement. Each of those spaces is 5 feet.
Oh, okay. So what?
5, yeah, you can make 10, it. 15, 20, yeah, okay. 25.
So can I sneak up on him? Attack of opportunity?
On who?
No. I mean, he knows you're there. So you can't sneak up on him.
Okay. Well,
now, you can step like so and flank him.
Yes. Flank.
And give yourself advantage on your attack roll.
Sweet. Okay. I'm going to do that. It's 11. Okay, so 11 plus your dexterity? Or no?
You're making an attack roll, yeah. So you're going to plus your dex, plus your proficiency. So
it's 16.
You got it.
Okay, so I'm going to do the D8 thing.
Yeah.
So that's 8 plus... That's crazy. Okay, so that's 12 again?
12 again.
Yeah.
Damn. Okay. Well, you can make your bonus attack now.
17 plus 6.
You got him.
Yeah. And 4.
D4.
3. Plus 4. So 7.
7.
Yeah.
It dies.
I think you were just like doing like the House of Flying Daggers stuff on him. You're like just in the air, just like kicking him.
Just like I'm spinning that,
yes. And like propelling. You're like glitching. You're like oh gosh, have you seen that? Get down, and it's like they're doing a glitch from 007.
Oh god,
or Goldeneye.
Goldeneye, yeah.
Yeah,
I haven't seen that.
Okay, well, y'all wander around the library for a little while. Though you don't see anything else, so it looks like you cleared up the problem.
All three of them.
I mean, was the demon like?
Yeah, what was he?
Yeah, what was he doing in here? We just heard about dust methods.
Maybe he was leading them. You don't really know.
Is there like any remnant of him?
We'll let him know.
He didn't
like
dust explode, did he?
No, he didn't dust explode.
He just died.
Normal
died. Pick up this demon face.
Yeah.
And okay. Yeah.
Pick him up and carry him back.
Yeah.
Cook this.
Like I said, this is the remnants of an ancient empire, known really for a lot of its rather wicked magic. So it wouldn't really be all that surprising if maybe some old half-functioning demon summoning portal was, you know, on the fritz somewhere and spitting out minor demons from time to time. Mm.
Cook this. I want to eat it. Still, we have to tell the exterminators to find it and catch that up.
Yeah.
Okay. So, y'all return the way you came back to the office. Mm-hmm. You show Grinder the demon. He's like, well, throw it away.
I didn't want to see that.
Peace.
And he gives you the same explanation I did, that the place is a ley line for old magics. Mm. From time to time, they malfunction, and who knows what you're going to get.
Mm-hmm. All right, okay.
And he pays you. You each get 30 gold.
Ooh, woohoo! Thank you.
What did my
and
go? That's a lot of drinks.
Mm. Yeah.
That's all we spend our money on.
Yeah.
Yeah, we gotta go help Ezekiel.
All right, here we go. Oh, there it is.
Let me see.
Go help Ezekiel. Go help Ezekiel. Can we heal up real quick?
I think we're doing okay.
Yeah, I didn't know. I just want my hit points back.
Oh, you did get hurt.
Yeah.
Oh, I guess it would have been easier if I had just...
Painful day for me. Almost lost my hand. I got scratched up by a crazy frog.
Going back to the bunk, I am super tired and super
dusty.
It's dusty.
And tipsy, and just gonna hold my chicken already. Just gonna hold my chicken and go to sleep.
Yeah. You gotta drink the raw eggs for the hangover.
Oh, God.
I don't know this. No one told me this.
Raw eggs. Don't tell her.
Okay.
You shouldn't know either. I'm not telling either of you.
You each get 150 XP.
Woohoo!
So we're at 500.
Yep. Okay. Well, y'all are about ready to turn in for the night. So, you sleep. Mm-hmm. Next day, it's the same old, same old. Y'all are doing
back out in the cold. Out of the freezer and into the tundra.
Yep. Once you've done all your exercises, your chores, and everything, and you're free for the day, y'all may decide what y'all want to do. If you there's that bounty board for helping out the blacksmith.
Yeah, help out the blacksmith.
Yeah, all right.
The blacksmith. Yeah.
What's he want?
Okay. He just needs help. I mean, he's one blacksmith who's actually smithing weapons for this entire group.
He's just one guy?
Yeah.
Well, when you see him work, you kind of understand why. Yeah. He's like a machine.
Oh.
Just, you know.
That's how they master.
So he's like, it's like those guys are like drinking like this.
Yeah.
And he's like forging.
Well, is everyone here robots? Right?
Everyone here is tough. They're all tough. Now, this guy is not so supernatural seeming as them. Mm-hmm. He's just an old guy with a work ethic.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you know their story? Like in character, yeah.
Okay.
He says, I'm looking around for some valuables.
I heard some things. They'll tell you when they decide to.
Worst.
Gonna go not punch a wall, but think about punching a wall, because I'm like trying not to get angry.
Work that energy out.
He's like, the mystery is a lot dumber than you're imagining.
Wanna know?
The magic and the mystery.
Oh, God.
It is dumber than you thought.
That's really dumb.
Like, wow. That's pretty bad.
Okay, well, y'all basically help him around the forge. Y'all mostly glorify gophers. You fetch things.
How are your arms feeling?
Strong. Mm. feeling good. I'm like, yeah, this is cool. Like, why didn't we do this at the monastery?
She's like dragging her arms behind her. I feel so great.
It's real work. I love it. I'm so glad I came out
here.
This
is training.
Yeah.
I think you got the princess.
Here,
help me with
pretty
this.
Much. Like,
I hand you my crap. She's like, become a blacksmith now.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean.
So,
Finds inner peace, feels good, decides, okay, I've found Nirvana, I'm gonna go back to the monastery now, quest over.
Damn, short one.
There are magic weapons in there.
Does he make them magic?
He is able to enchant.
Oh!
They're not like super powerful magic weapon, but I mean a magic weapon's a magic weapon.
Yeah, right?
It's pretty boss.
So you're like low key a mage too, huh?
Yeah. Whoa. And so now as far as whether or not you'd be able to find a market for such things.
No, but you know, there's other things around. I'm sure some valuable.
Is there like a fortress black market?
Gold, maybe some gems or something.
There's like spell components, I'm sure.
Yeah, there are spell components.
I'm just klepto. I'm just like, what looks valuable to take? Just to see if I can do it.
Okay, you find a spot where he's got his gem stash that he uses for enchanting weapons. And there's a valuable looking pile of rubies.
Alright.
So you can try to swipe them and see if, what'd you roll?
Shit. Can I roll again?
If you want to use your inspiration to do it.
No, damn it. Okay, so 10.
10, huh?
Clatter! Can I be telling like a funny story about a sword eater I met or something, and he ate a magic sword one time? Or something? To be distracting. Not like on purpose.
Are you helping?
Not on purpose.
No, I'm just taking advantage of her.
Tell you what, there's a 50% chance that Imo's story about the circus will be distracting.
Mm-hmm.
And nope.
Damn it.
So
it was an okay story.
You kind of tip them over, and yeah, they clatter on the ground. Give me
I'll just clean those up. Oops.
Do they have
butterfingers?
Is there bluff or Is it persuade? It'd be deception. Yeah.
Deception.
Roll me a deception check to
Sweet God.
To pretend that you.
What is it?
A one.
Eight.
Oh, is that an eight?
Yep.
So 13.
13. Okay. Okay. everyone believes, despite their better instincts, mm-hmm. that you really were just looking clumsy. And kind of clumsily knocked everything over.
Can I say something really fast, like innocently? Like, yeah, her fingers probably hurt after, like, trying to steal from the dudes yesterday. So her fingers are, like,
you
probably not working.
Blue bastard.
So there's a 50% chance that will...
You big blue blabbery bastard.
Okay, well, everyone just thinks that Imo is kind of spouting off and doesn't...
Oh, he's such a kidder.
Doesn't really connect the dots that Chance tries to steal everything he can get his hands on.
Temper's laughing her head off. Of course, just like probably knocking things
out. Really, everything should be like.
Let's see. Imo.
No. I mean, it's hilarious.
Imo gains an inspiration. He doesn't know why.
He just feels like he did the right thing.
Oh, God.
He's sitting there like Taiga.
Big, yeah. Blue. That was some good bullshit. <Blabbering. laughs>
Okay, well.
No, I'm like laughing that you got your just desserts.
Uh-huh. That's you're like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, but not really.
well, that you got embarrassed kind of thing.
Over the course of several days.
That it didn't work.
y'all help around with the blacksmith. Mm-hmm. And he teaches you about weapons, mm-hmm. and gives you lots of tips and tricks, and you gain the ability to receive. And also armor, and you gain the ability to gain advantage on a single roll relating to armor or weapons once a day.
Oh, once a day! Wow.
Yeah, once a day. So once per day on an attack roll, you can gain advantage. If something to do with armor, if you're trying to maybe swim with heavy armor, Imo wears heavy armor.
Yeah.
You might say, well, I'd like advantage. It's my armor that's dragging me down.
not my bad attitude.
Not your bad attitude. Yeah. So that's kind of like subject to discretion.
Also, do we get the blacksmith discount?
Yeah.
Was there a blacksmith discount?
Last time there was. Because we did like a good job.
Oh, okay.
I feel
she
like...
did a good job.
Okay, yeah, I was working the whole time.
She worked
totally
real hard.
Did
I mean,
a good
she's
job.
A cute. Like you're like what 18? Mm-hmm. And you're like at it.
Yeah,
okay. And that's like inspiring.
Okay,
that's more gumption than he's seen in ages.
Okay, well he gives you a 20% discount on his services.
Probably only
forward.
Her.
Yeah, only her.
Okay. The only problem is because
this one kept knocking over the rubies over and over and over.
Damn it.
Only problem is
first
I don't
it was
need that many weapons.
Then it was the emeralds.
Yeah.
It's just, then it man. Was,
then it was the blue sapphire.
Chance. God.
Can you make me some brass knuckles?
Some brass knuckles.
Or like some super fists.
Last knuckles.
Last knuckles.
Because you're a girl. It's like,
that's cute.
Oh, last knuckles. That's cute.
Well,
yeah. Super cute. Hmm.
Actually, he does offer to make you all custom weapons.
Ooh.
Let me see.
Something that
can
like,
I come back when I'm higher level and get a higher level weapon then?
I'm sure he'll give you a higher level weapon.
I mean, like it's like the Borderlands chest, like I wait on it.
No, this is like a chest you can reload and keep opening it.
Okay. I like those.
Yeah.
I sell them. Make some money.
Okay. So he spends some time, and he gives you each a weapon of your choice. Mm. I'm assuming you're going to have battle axe. You're going to have probably short sword.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to give you a specially modified quarter staff.
Okay.
And these weapons have a reservoir that can be loaded with a charge of alchemical fire, which can be triggered on a successful hit.
Mm-hmm.
After dealing its damage, the weapon must be reloaded with alchemical fire, and it requires a round to reload.
Okay.
Now, you can use the weapon as normal, but mm-hmm. it can only discharge its fire burst one time before needing to be reloaded, and of course, you'll need to have charges mm-hmm. of alchemist fire on you.
It's my boom stick.
Basically.
Boom stick?
So, yeah, write down Alchemist Fire Special or something. This sort of thing is particularly useful against the cold aligned creatures that you'll be fighting against. He also gives you each 2 charges of Alchemist Fire and shows you how to use your weapons. Mm-hmm.
How much does the Alchemist Fire?
I believe it's a D6 fire damage.
Hard work was the true treasure to steal.
Says you.
So that means I stole your thunder.
Oh! That's good.
Oh, it's a D4 fire damage. Mm. And it also ignites the creature. They'll take a D4 fire damage on the start of each of its turn.
So what do you call it when it's, like, good against ice? Like... effective. Effective. I was trying, like, what is that what's modifying
the
word?
What's the Pokemon word?
Yeah.
Super effective.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then each turn the target takes a D4 fire damage, unless they make a DC 10 dexterity check to extinguish the flames.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm still, like, waiting for, like, knuckle gloves, and you go, like, clap, clap, and they, like, shoot fire, and, like, boom, boom, boom. It's in character. It's, like, exactly what she's like.
Okay. I believe it. I just...
Okay.
Like, fingers shoot somehow out laser beams.
Somehow, it's like she meets Nikolai. Like, we don't know how, but they're like, just like, this bump.
Somehow they...
Yeah.
Is it?
Their inspiration spans time and space, and they bro fist across.
Totally. Well, like, if she ever goes and gets tattoos, like, she'll meet him, and he'll, like, tattoo, like, peace and love or something, and then she'll, like... That's how she gets, like, super-powered attacks.
It's just gonna say, rich bitch.
Nikolai decided to give her a better tattoo.
Yeah. Okay. Well, y'all continue training and doing odd jobs around the place.
Reputations.
Does anyone want to bring up, like, the spooky dolls? Is there, like, a camp, like,
Can we see the spooky dolls?
They're, like, right there.
Have they shown us the spooky dolls yet?
What are the spooky dolls?
Well,
you don't remember the spooky
dolls?
Well,
okay, during, you know, there are mess hours.
Mm-hmm.
So, during...
We get messy.
Well, yeah.
What spooky dolls are we talking about?
Hold on, you're about to find
out.
Yeah, you're sitting here in the table, and the, like, the older recruit is telling you about it.
So, during one of the mess halls, some of the older recruits or, you know, the soldiers, more experienced ones, are kind of gathered around picking on the younger guys. And they blow out some of the candles and they're telling you stories about Irizen. And one of them is...
Set the mood.
Yeah. he says, "Did you know that all along the border of the witch's country, there are little huts?"
Do they hop? Do they have chickens?
No.
Are you holding your chicken right now?
Yes. Like, yes. She's like, ah, brah. Like, every time he does that, and, like, happen to, like, stifle, like, Felicity, stop it. She's on a leash.
Oh, my God.
Or, like a halter.
With, like, little rhinestones.
It's like spikes.
Cute.
Spikes.
That's what the blacksmith made.
She's
oh my gosh, that's what you asked for.
She's in one of those back holsters that you put the baby in.
Oh my gosh, no, the chicken
papoose.
The little chicken legs sticking straight out.
No, oh my gosh, like those little cat backpacks with the little window for the cat. She's in that, but with her legs still out.
Anyway.
So we're holding the chicken.
Huts all along the border.
We're holding this chicken.
They only have one room and one door. And that door faces the land of the Lenorn Kings. And sitting in the middle of that hut is a little doll. The dolls stare out the door all day long. Nobody knows what the dolls are, but at night, they come out, and they hunt people who've crossed the border. Some people say that when someone who crosses the border disappears, a new hut is built.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god.
They're really creepy.
Do they, like, come out? Yeah.
Yeah, they...
Have we, like, sat by a hut and, like, watched it? Like...
Well, we just know when people cross that border, they don't come back.
What if they steal chickens?
What if they steal chickens?
This is the one who's gonna steal your chicken.
Hey. So not wrong, but hey.
Where's Felicity? And why is Chance's butt clucking?
Steal the eggs right out of your chicken.
Which she lays like 15 eggs in your bag. You forget she's there, and then it's like moist and gross because it's like it's like splatted and stuff.
Oh, stinky old eggs. They were so valuable before. Not anymore.
Oh, can we like do it? Can we do a nighttime prank?
Nighttime prank?
You and me. Chance does not hear this.
Why? Excuse you?
If you want. Yeah, sure. Okay.
This is payback for not helping with the methods, I guess.
Yeah. What? Okay, let's get some of those eggs.
Y'all handled it just fine.
Let's, like, decorate them to look Fabergé and, like, put them out.
How skilled are we at this?
Because you get the blacksmith in on it.
Okay.
Those were a lot of drop little, like, gems and stuff. Mm-hmm.
Let's be frank. That's a brilliant idea. I don't have the patience for that. Or the attention span.
Think of it like gardening with colors.
Gardening works off energy. This is like
you have
the embroidery. This is like embroidery.
But
for temperance.
But did embroidery ever get you the best prank in the world with a stinky egg?
Y'all suck.
Okay.
Chance does not hear this.
I know, but y'all suck.
It's like, okay, she'll work for a couple hours and she'll be like,
really,
like, go
brilliant.
Run some laps and come back, like, okay.
Okay, that's good. It's good.
Okay.
No, y'all get the blacksmith in on it. He's like...
He does too, yeah. He can, like,
he uses fake gems and
all right, well,
gold and shit.
What happens is you end up with three eggs.
Okay.
Two of them look like badly colored Easter eggs.
It's true. And then we skilled up.
And one of them looks like it belongs in the Smithsonian. So,
it's true. When it's just like a bunch of chickens crudely painted, that's it.
It just is a chicken.
You so painted it to be a chicken. The blacksmith made the really good looking one.
So,
I think mine's pretty good. I'm gonna like send it to my mom.
It's gonna be rotten.
Hey mom, look what I made in the army.
This is what you're doing.
This is what you're doing.
Remember, mom doesn't know where you are.
Yeah.
You might not want to give a return address on that.
No.
I'm just sending a bad egg with no context to my mom. It's like, did my adopted son die?
If it cheesily said egg now.
Yeah.
You didn't just send a bad egg. You sent an ugly, bad egg.
It's like a 5-year-old's drawing where it's like the friends like all holding hands and there's a little like sun with rays and like a little house.
I'm so proud
the
of
the people
group
are just
right
circles
now.
With smiley faces, yes. And the limbs coming off.
Yeah. And it's like the hands
with an
look
R
like,
reverse.
The hands look like crushed spiders.
Yeah.
They're like
yeah.
Yeah.
I'm so proud.
Okay,
of
that's
our
what
group.
I send back to
okay.
home.
Okay.
I'm proud of my egg.
Your poor mother.
Yeah, okay, I'll send my chicken to the monastery. I'll be like, eat that.
What does the Sister Superior say?
She says good riddance.
I'm like, that means she missed.
And then
say, suck on this.
Oh, that would have been better.
Then she cracks the egg and cooks it.
And it's nasty.
No, she just like cracks it and it's like...
Ew.
Well, she's like 136th
yeah,
orc.
Yeah, 136th orc.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Ew. Just eats the eggshell and all.
Yeah. Ew. She's like...
It's so gross.
It's good.
Okay, so we have a beautiful egg.
Yes.
So y'all are left with one beautiful egg. What are you going to do with it?
Well, let's like put it up somewhere like away, like tucked away in the blacksmith's. And maybe let's come back and sort of be like talking to ourselves, like, man, that was so beautiful. It was so nice of him to show it to us. Mm-hmm. And we just like go to sleep. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, well, these two are asleep. What are you doing?
How'd I go? So yeah, sneak over to the blacksmith. Pretty sure he's asleep too. We're good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
So when you get there, roll your stealth check.
Shit, I can't count. 24?
Okay, that's good.
Mm-hmm. All right. It's so good. It's like these perfect
rolls.
On all the wrong things.
Yeah.
I know.
You spend some time looking around.
It's too easy.
You're actually not entirely certain what they were talking about because they wouldn't tell you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You just know it was something great.
Yeah, it was nice.
Yeah, but finally you see something you didn't see before last time you were here, mm-hmm. and it's a brilliantly gilded Fabergé egg up on a shelf. Mm-hmm. So it looks like it belongs in a museum.
Uh-huh.
She's like, she's like, more like it belongs in my hands.
In my pocket.
The safest place it could be.
I'll put it back. I just want to take it for a